Okay, so to start, last time, we gave some background to prepare us. We spoke about some different pointers to prepare us for what we're going to talk about today and the next couple of times about washing dishes. We spoke about some of the details of not that were relevant and other things like that were relevant. We're in Tzadi Hei Sif Gimel Dalet. And today we're going to talk about using the same sink to wash milchik inflation dishes. So, of course, the simplest way to have a kosher kitchen is to have a separate sink, one for milchiks and one for fleishiks, which is wonderful if you can, and many people, in fact, do. That's wonderful, you can do that. But there's also plenty of houses where there's just one kitchen sink. And the question is, can you use that same sink for washing milchik dishes and fleishik dishes in the same sink? Okay, so let's walk this through and see if we can understand what the question is or what the din will be. So at first you say is, no problem, that's not barnat. Let's say I wash a fleishig dish today. So time was absorbed into the fleishig dish. Now the time from the fleishig dish goes into the water that I wash it with. That's not barnat. So that water, you could even eat it with milk if you wanted to. So what could be the problem with the sink? And the same thing with the milk dishes. So nothing should happen in the sink, and everything should be perfect and without any problems. Okay, that's what you think at first. That's a simple look at it. But that, the reason why that's incorrect is because we know that one of the rules of not barnat is it only applies to absorbed tam, like the tam that's absorbed into the dish. But if you have residue food that's there, then then not barnat doesn't work. And of course, that's exactly what happens when you wash your dishes. Dishes, you wash them because they're dirty, which means it's to say there's meat or cheese or whatever it is on the morning, meat or cheese. Taking my time. There's meat or cheese. If you sit over there, it's better for me. There's meat or cheese on the dishes, so you can't say not bar not because the dishes have this ban on it, so there's no not bar not for the pleas. Okay. So, but what about now the second stage? Okay. So we said there's no not bar not. There may not be not bar not for the plea for the time going into the sink, but it's not enough that our sink is straight for flashings. We need the time to come out of the sink and come back into the other dishes. So when we say like that, but when I wash fleishig dishes, let's say, then there's no more milk left in the sink. By that point, the milk and the cheese have been cleaned out. So even if the sink is milchigs or the sink is fleishigs, let's say it became milk, it is now milchigs or fleishigs, that tam can't get back into my dish because it's not burned out the other way around. The tam that's absorbed in the sink, let's say the fleishig tam, that's one knot, and then it's back into the water, it's not burned out. So then the water is okay. That should be okay also. So the reason why that should not be correct is for a different reason. Why that would not be correct is because the same way flesh is absorbed in when I have meat in the sink, and we said that does not consider not barnat, so too milchik is also absorbed. That means is the blea that's in the sink from the milchik dishwasher and the flesh dish is no longer hector anymore. Now it's potentially busable hole in the sink. Once it's possible, hull absorbed into the sink, now we don't have any coolers of not burnout. So we could say the time that went in fleishigs from the meat that was in the sink, and the time that went in from the meat milk that was in the sink is now together possible hull in the sink. Not burnout only works by heter. So to say that the time won't come out, because of not burnout, that's not going to work. Because not burnout only works by heter, and over here we're talking about this. Okay, so as we stand now, it would look like you would not be able to use the same sink for both milk and fleishig dishes. Okay, that's what it would seem like. Okay, but if we're going to dig a little deeper, we'll find that maybe actually there is okay reasons to do it. And what we're going to talk about, just briefly, I'm not going to go into all the details, is the two tshuvas, a tshuva to an Igros Moshe and Milchus Yitzchak. The two tshuvas were written to the same person about a year apart from each other in the 1950s. The same person wrote both of them the same shaila. And they don't give the same answer, but their structure of their answer is the same, which is the structure of their answer is going to be is, here's a reason why you're allowed to do, you could be makel a certain way, but if you want to be more careful, you should be more makel and do something else. Okay? The kulos and the chumras are not the same, but they both have the same idea, which is, in din I can tell you reasons why it's mutter to do X, but at the same time, you should be more careful and you should do Y. Okay? That's both of them like that. Okay, and as I've been saying, as you've heard from me saying already until now, the shaila has really two angles to it. This is not the way they talk about it, but this has two angles to it, which is, does the sink become treif, and does the treif sink make a difference to my dishes? It's two halves of the question. We have to think about, something happened to the sink, and if something happens to the sink, does that make a difference? Does that bother me for my dishes? Okay, so I'm not going to talk about all the details by any means. I'm just going to talk about some of the parts, and that's like this. We know, it's a general rule, that in order for time to transfer, sorry, for heat, it depends what kind of a kli it's in. And the rule is, kli rishon, time transfers completely. In a kli sheni, you should be worried about time transferring, but b'dieved, nothing happens in a kli sheni. No time transfers in a kli sheni. And then something in between the kli rishon and the kli sheni, is iru kli rishon. And in iru kli rishon, we say that time transfers k'dei klipa, but not more than that. Okay? That's the structure, sort of, how time transfers in kalim. Now, the difference, how do you know when something stops being an iru kli rishon and starts becoming kli sheni? What's the line between iru kli rishon and the kli sheni? So the answer is, the difference is when it's nifsak hakiluach, when the flow stops. Once the flow is considered iru kli rishon, when the flow stops, that's kli sheni. Okay? So that's the dividing line between them. Okay, so now, when we look at it, when I turn on my sink, so we say is, we'll assume, not everybody does, but we assume that the water coming out of a sink is iru kli rishon. There's a pot, there's a hot water tank someplace in my house that makes hot water. That's a kli rishon. That's where the water gets cooked in. And the water is now pouring through, 20 feet of pipe out into my sink. And that's iru kli rishon pouring out of the sink. Okay, that's iru. But if it's iru, then iru kli rishon can only make a bleak de klipa. K'dei klipa means is that if it hits a piece of meat, it's not going to transfer time into my sink, because that's more than a k'dei klipa. It has to move the time from the meat into the sink. That's beyond what it could do. You'd say once the water passes the piece of meat, now it's a kli sheni, because it was nifsak hakiluach. Okay, and therefore you'd say, hey, so no time could transfer to the sink, because how could the time transfer? It's always nifsak hakiluach like that. But that's a very typical, but it's a little bit of a narrow way of looking at nifsak hakiluach. That's how most people would assume that's considered nifsak hakiluach. But Minchas Yitzchak, he brings a shaila, which he says depends on a Ramah and a Shach, of whether maybe nifsak hakiluach is not as simple as we think. He says that maybe nifsak hakiluach means is as long as the water keeps on flowing, it's still considered iru kli rishon. Which would mean it, and that's like literally the translation of nifsak hakiluach, an iru until it stops flowing, that's iru kli rishon. So it would mean is if the water comes out of my sink and it flows across the sink, we would think once it hits the sink, now it's a kli sheni. The one point of contact is iru, and everything else is a kli sheni. He says no. The reason to think is that as long as it keeps on flowing from that water, that's still iru kli rishon. It's only kli sheni when there's a break, it's not connected anymore to the original flow. But as long as it's still connected to the original flow, then that's considered iru kli rishon. In which case, there's more room in my sink for time to transfer, because it's not just the one spot where the water hits on the floor, it's the whole sink worth of time that could transfer. That's how he thinks. And that's a reason to think, to be more concerned that time will transfer. Now, Ramosha talks about the same Rama and Shach, a possible steer in Ramas, and what the Shach thing. Ramosha has a more, if I can use the word, nuanced way of looking at this Shaila. He thinks the Ramah and the Shach are arguing about a different thing. The Ramah holds the only time you say it's a spreading, that the iru goes for as long as it spreads, is when the thing that's pouring has a status. I mean, if it's fleishigs, or it's milchigs, or it's treif. But in our case, it's not anything. The water that's flowing is parav. It's the thing that it hits that makes a difference. In that case, then it's iru like the old-fashioned way, like we think of, that iru is until it hits the thing that's iru, afterwards it's not. But the Ramah would only be machmir in cases where the thing that was pouring was iser. And that's how he thinks the Ramah holds. He thinks the Shach holds. That you have to be machmir only in cases where it hits the iser, like the meat and the sink at the same time. But not when it passes them. Once it passes the meat and the sink, as soon as it starts to move, that's not nifsak hakiluach. That is nifsak hakiluach. And the iru is, but if it hits the two things at the same time, then there is a transfer of time. And Ramosha wants to talk about that in the fourth part of the Truva, he talks about. So maybe we should say is, if we machmir for both of those together, which would be a very big chumrah, in the case of both of them would be making, maybe we should machmir. And Ramosha, it comes out that it's not such a strong reason to be choshesh that time translates like that.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understand the concept. So there's two ways I could understand it so far. One is, let's say I'm pouring, let's say from, you know, the pot is pouring out, right? So up here, it already stopped. It stopped being poured, but the water is still flowing downwards.
Right.
That's one way of saying it.
No. No one thinks that when the eruv stops when it leaves the top kli. The question is, when it hits the bottom kli,
even if it's not
connected anymore.
Right.
Yes, you're correct. That would be nifsekat
kli. Even though it's still falling down.
In the same flow, correct.
But since it's no longer connected to the original path,
right.
Then that's nifsekat kli.
Correct.
That was
So you're not saying, you're it's true what you're saying, but Dine Wright's saying it as a chumra. You're saying it as a kula, that you could make it nifsekat kli by just pulling the pot back. He's saying is, if it hits the sink, and it flows on the sink, that's a chumra, which he's saying is that it's considered eruv still, even though it's...
The fact that there's
you can connect it all the way back to...
But so it would have worked that way also?
Yeah, it would have worked that way also, but he's not talking about that.
So, and the other way to understand it is that it's nothing to do with whether it's still connected to the pot or not, but rather it has to do with if there has been any interruption.
Does it hit something cold that cools it off? The reason why klisheni is worth is because the klisheni draws heat away from it. So as soon as it hits another kli,
it's a piece of meat, that would also be the same.
Yeah, that also draw away the tamo. It starts cooling, so now it loses it. So it has that 1 second of ability to transfer
down. Whatever, it's diverse.
So as it starts to move, then it's over. Then it's already in the klisheni. Right, correct. Okay, now. The Minchas Yisrael gives another reason to be machreir. He says this whole tzad to say that Iruy should be considered different than the Kli Rishon, that's only when in a normal case, a typical case of where the Iruy Kli Rishon happens, you take a pot and you pour water out of it. Okay, that's a normal thing that you do with the Iruy Kli Rishon. He says, but he brings that he thinks from Prim Gadol that if the Kli Rishon is still on the fire, then it's not considered even no matter what. It's considered Kli Rishon as long as the thing it's pouring from is still on the fire. Now that's a strange case. I don't know what the case is that it could be a normal one, but for us it's such a case. Because if I turn on my sink and the hot water tank is actually the fire is on in it, which it's not always, but if the fire is on right now, then I'm pouring from a Kli Rishon and the Kli Rishon is still on the fire. Okay, which I don't know what the case would be is in everybody else's case, you know, but again, in our sinks, we have this kind of a case where the Kli Rishon could still be on the fire and you're pouring from it. Usually, you can't pour from something that's on the fire. It doesn't work like that.
Like
an urn, okay, maybe if you have an urn that's electric urn.
Yeah.
But 100 years ago, they didn't have electric urn. So what kind of person is that? So you have an urn, like, you have a pot of fire that has a spigot.
That didn't have, something like
maybe, okay, so something like that. Okay, but it's not a very typical case that you're pouring from a Kli Rishon, but the Kli Rishon could still be on the fire. That's pretty unusual to think of that. But our case, that's what he says. The sink, that's what it is. The sink potentially is still all aged, and maybe there are those who hold that's considered, that doesn't have the root eerie at all. It's still considered Kli Rishon. Yeah, as it pours into the sink, it's not eerie Kli Rishon, it's Kli Rishon, because it's still attached to the fire. Attached to the fire, because the Dine Wright says it's saying the Prima Gadol has such a tzad, that's not considered Iruy. It doesn't even we're talking about when does the Iruy stop. He says not Iruy at all, maybe it's Kli Rishon at all. Okay. So of course the weaknesses of that is that I don't think everybody agrees with that Shita B'chal. Actually there are people the opposite who say a sink is so far away from the main Kli Rishon there's not even Iruy anymore. It's 20. Remember, the hot water tank is not in your kitchen. It's who knows where it is. Okay, but the other thing is that you're making an assumption. You're saying maybe the fire was on when I washed my dishes. I don't know if that I don't know how often the fire goes on in your hot water tank. You know, sometimes it goes on, sometimes it's not on. You know, okay, focus now. I can't go through all the different parts of Tshuva, but My reading of it is that there was good reason to think that there's time being absorbed into the sink. Remember I told you there's two parts of the shot that is time absorbed in, and if it's absorbed in, does it get back into my dishes? There's good reason to think that it time gets absorbed. It's not so clear that it can make basa b'chalav. There might be meat and milk time in there, but not that it would make basa b'chalav. That's not as clear. And therefore there's potentials for not banatz over here. And there's not so good reasons to think that time can get back out of the sink, back into my dishes. Like for example, Dine Wright says, he says, even if we're doing Iruy, Iruy is only vashak de klipa. So there's very little time absorbed into my sink. Well, that time is going to be both the b'shishim and the water that's coming out to get back into the other sink, into the other dish. Okay, remember, the worst, if we think it's iwur, the worst is going to be k'dei klipa. He says another thing. He says, what's the chances that the milchiks and the fleshiks had bleias in the same spot within 24 hours of each other? Okay, it's not so. If you're washing the dishes, the sink always pours in the same place, right? The faucet only hits certain spots, but I could wash some dishes on the left side, some on the right side. So I have to do both within 24 hours. That's also reasons to make me not think. Okay, so the short version then of is that Dynamite says that, you know, you could say is the sink. Let's be choishes that the sink is treif. Not so realistic that tam could then get back into your dishes. He says, so what are we dealing with now? We have a treif sink. Okay, we have a treif sink, and we want to use it for things in ways that tam doesn't transfer. He says, well, mi'ikaradin, that's really okay. But the Rama says in Simon Kochaval, he says, you're not supposed to use treif kalim even for cold. So he says, so he wants to say that should apply over here. Not so clear if that should apply over here, because there's no way to use it in a way that would make a shape. But there's such a shita that says that you, such a Ramah, who says that you not only use treif kalim even for cold, you not only use it at all. Even though by cold, there's no time to transfer, you know? Time can't transfer when it's cold. You shouldn't use it like that. So he's saying it's not property. So you could use it there, but on a regular basis.
The
basin
of the sink would be considered.
The sink is like a treif kli. So if the sink absorbed time, so you could say maybe the time can't get back out. But he says that's not so great. He throws in, you should know, it's also the Shamash Meshafa, a reason to be made. Okay, like that. Now, okay, so based on all of this that I told you and all the parts that I didn't tell you, Ramesh says is it's really okay to wash milk and fleshy dishes in the same sink. That's no problem. You're allowed to do that. He says, but minan din, you're allowed to do that. He says, but you should be more careful and put a rack into the sink. You know, one for milk and one for fleshy. And you have one milk and then that's good enough. Okay, so his ikar din, he's saying, is you really could use the same sink. And if you want to be more careful, he says, put a rack down, put the dishes onto the rack. Don't put them right onto the floor of the sink, put them on the rack. And Dan Weiss, his kula is more strict than Rav Moshe's chumra. Okay, he says is you have to have separate basins. You have to have a rack. The basin has to be on a rack, and you have to make sure the drain is always clear, that the water doesn't collect on the bottom over there. That's his kula. That's what he says. That he thinks that the ikra thing you're supposed to do. You're the most you can get away with. He says if you want to be extra careful, then before you wash dishes, before you switch sides, like from milk and separation, you should run the hot water. Just run your hot water and pour it all over your sink. Pour it out of the sink. He says it's like a sort of a kashering. It's not, of course, not a real kashering, but it's something. He says that's what you should do. Sort of, maybe if it's not so clear, we hit every spot, you could do it well. But hey, it's better than nothing. It's worth something. Okay. So each one of them has their what they think is ikra din, that it's not so bad, and then the chumra to be more careful person.
I thought
from
Daniel's
maskana
was that it's not really, number one, it's probably not going to get
trait,
and even gets
trait,
it's not so
pushable. Right, so part of it is because of chashas that maybe Tom really can't get back in, and part of it is because this thing that he brings from the Ramah, that you're not supposed to use trait kalim.
Oh,
This part of it also is that, so by putting in a basin, I'm not using a trait kli.
And if I just put a rack, how am I using
a trait? So I don't remember how he talks about that. I don't remember that part. Okay, so now I have to just tell you that both of these truths, they're both talking to the same guy, and the same Shaila is talking about washing dishes. That's what we're talking about. Are you washing dishes, milking and placing dishes in the same sink? That's fine. They're both what we're talking about. But there is another thing to consider, and that is people don't only use their sink to wash the dishes. They also pour food into their sinks. So, like, if you have soup, you could pour soup when you could pour hot soup into your sink also. You could pour, you make hot cocoa, or you have heated milk, and you have too much of it, you pour it in the sink also. Okay, so all of a sudden, the cheshbonos, a lot of the cheshbonos having to do with iruis and how much it goes and where does it hit and this and that.
Where coming the water from the tap.
What did you say?
All the cheshbonos are coming from
the tap. Right, it's just water from the tap.
Right.
It's not so hot. It only hits certain spots. It's iruis. It's not really, there's no meat or milk in that. But all of a sudden, as soon as I pour my chicken soup into the sink, my hot chicken soup in the sink, lots of that just went out the window. Okay, a lot of those cheshbonos, and even worse, let me just finish this a second. Even worse would be is if I do that with the wrong dishes in the sink. Think about what Ramosha says. You could just do it with a rack in the sink. That means I have a rack in the sink, and I have all my all the breakfast dishes are sitting there, and then I pour chicken soup onto them. Okay, so you're setting yourself for problems. Yes, yeah.
Two things. First of all, is that even if you're pouring the chicken soup, it's going to be cliché-y.
It's going to be eatery.
You're from a cliché-y, though.
Why? No, chicken soup from the pot. I'm not talking from the bowl.
Why would you be pouring chicken soup from the pot into the sink?
You finished! Wait, finish it!
We
here, milk to make hot cocoa, and everyone has as much as they want to. We'll finish, and then we pour it out. What are we going to do? There's some more left in the pot. Uh-huh. Pour it out.
And then the second thing is that when Moshe was saying that you could put use a rack and put dishes on, I thought he was talking about just when you're washing the dishes.
That's true. That's what he's talking about. But what are you going to do with your breakfast dishes after you finish breakfast?
Well, if I have the same one sink, and I have, then I wouldn't put out a basin, and then
no, you're right. He's avoiding the basic guy. So I'm not saying it's automatic, these kind of problems. I'm saying it's just that they're only the focus of specifically on, I'm going to wash dishes in the sink. I'm just saying there's other potential ways you can go wrong in your sink also. Okay? So in practice, it's my understanding that most Rabbanim will do something in between. Not as, if I could use it, as strict as Daniel says, and as Linus Rabbanim says. Most people tell them they should use a basin. They shouldn't just use a rag. Plenty of people use racks who do like Rabbanim said, they just use a rag. But I think most Rabbanim would tell people they should use a basin. Never put anything into the sink itself. Always put into a basin. If it's possible, they shouldn't let water collect in the bottom, which also causes a potential problem. Collect in the sink part, underneath the basin. Okay? And you can pour out the water from the basin like that. Okay? Now, all that I just told you, everything, is for milchuk sufficients, which is the common question is, can I use my sink from the same sink for milchuk sufficients? That's everything. A lot of the coolers going around over here have to do with not burnout. Okay, that's why for milchuk sufficients it's a perfect place to talk about that child. It doesn't help us anything for two other situations, and one is for treif. Like if you want to go into if a caterer goes to a new venue and he wants to use their treif sink, okay, so treif doesn't allow for not burnout. Not burnout only works by heter. And the other case is for Pesach. Again, for Pesach, on Pesach, you can't say not burnout either. So there also, you couldn't say, well, all year round they use the same sink for milchuk sufficients, I can use the same sink now for chametz and Pesach also. Okay, that's not going to work. A lot of the stug and the huckle revolve around the dinim of not burnout, which again doesn't work for that. Some of those, if you want to use for treif, or for most people who'd want to use it for chametz, then they can meet the kashrut.